You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, local, state, national, man. We cover down on all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. We're having some trouble with the connectivity with Kirk Cameron. We hope to have him on here momentarily. Just talked to one of his handlers, and they are working that connection on their end. So y'all stand by for that. But I will tell you this. Listen, the bottom line is when we look at events like See You at the Library, what we're talking about there is exactly what America needs to be doing, conservative America, because culture wants you to step down, and they do. Culture wants you to turn a blind eye when they say drag queens reading to kids is no big deal. It's just fun. It's all in fun. It's family friendly. It's just family friendly. No, not really. No, it's not. And oh, by the way, when you see things like it's a closed door event, you can't come in here with your cameras. Why? What are you doing behind closed doors with kids? I saw one most recently where literally you had some people standing outside the door who had to walk up and push their way in to ask why they had guards at the door on a drag queen story hour at a library. And I'm going to tell you, it's a messed up situation. So the situation, but the thing we got going on this Saturday, 260 libraries around the nation. I encourage you to find the one nearest to you. And the one nearest to us right now, of course, is Madison Public Library. Now, we of course, this show spans over half the state of Alabama and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. You look and find one near you. And if there's not one, then consider whether it's something you want to do, because we've got to begin countering the points of the liberals. Make no bones about it. They will indeed do all that they can to basically twist the opportunities and take the truth and make it their own if they are given the chance to do it. Truth is still the same old story as what Margaret Thatcher used to always say. And I agree with that. And she used to also say, too, that true consensus is the absence of leadership, meaning not everyone's going to always agree. There's going to be a time and a place when someone has to step out front and go, you know, no, not that, but this. So listen, nationwide right now, story here on Fox News. Fox News, nationwide See You at the Library events are all over the place, and they're already getting pushback. Why? Why would you have pushback on the idea of reading good books to kids? So the first national See You at the Library book reading event taking place this Saturday, says the article I have in my hands, inspired by actor-writer Kirk Cameron, who has spoken at numerous public libraries across the country for the past year, sharing books and stories that are, you ready, faith-filled, family-focused, and firmly patriotic. What could go wrong with that, right? But Cameron told Fox News Digital that what this is all about is the idea of passing the baton to the people. He's pointing out that what we're trying to do right now is basically insert the opportunities for people to grab hold of. This is a passing of the baton to the people of this nation to go and get busy. And I love the idea that a guy who has a platform is taking a moment that he has. He's been given an opportunity. He's been given a good name. He's been given a chance. And he is literally taking it and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to use it for the kingdom. I'm going to use it for what's right. And he's creating these opportunities for people to go and do and be a part of something. Said Kirk Cameron in this interview here on Fox News, conservatives and Christians have complained they don't have a seat at the cultural table. Well, he says, we have a seat now. So parents and grandparents and neighbors and pastors and community and others have all booked space for Saturday's library event. That's also, by the way, promoted by the organization Brave Books. Brave Books puts out these opportunities for people to get involved. Well, listen, you hear me say on the show all the time that this show, Right Side Radio, as we broadcast to multiple states and around the northern half of Alabama, that we got two things. We got the mission and the message. And our mission every single day is that we're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to walk around this world as a Christian conservative. But then again, that's the mission. The message is what drives it. And the message is every single day on this show, I want you to gather up that we're saying that Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life is worth living. And somebody else who believes that is actor Kirk Cameron, who started his career back in the day. You might remember him as one of the Seaver family on the show Growing Pains back in the 80s and the 90s. He's a Christian, a loving husband, a father, a producer, an actor, and now he's a children's book author. He's also becoming a culture warrior. More and more every single day we are seeing his name in the headlines, and we appreciate it. So without further ado, let me thank Kirk Cameron for coming on Right Side Radio and giving us some of his time. Sir, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. I'm excited about this weekend. Thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. And listen, I guess I got to start off by saying thank you for being willing to insert yourself in the middle of the culture wars, because what you're doing is exactly what we need more of.
Well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, I watched The Patriot with Mel Gibson two nights ago with family, and I saw that man, a family man, who did not want to go into battle against a force as powerful as the British Army. And it was when he saw what was happening to his children, when his son was murdered by this sadistic soldier, that he realized that if he didn't do something, that they'd be coming for the rest of his family and his neighbor's family. And so he went to the front lines. And I felt that way, I think, ever since I became a father. My wife and I have six kids, and we've seen this decline morally, spiritually, economically, and politically. And I realized that if we don't do something, they're going to come for all of our children. They already are. They're cutting off body parts, mutilating children. They're supplanting good values and destroying their hearts and minds through public school and library and social media and everything else. And so I'm just doing this not because I want to. I don't like a fight. But I'm more afraid of what will happen if we do nothing.
No, I think you're exactly right. In fact, you hit on two things. I did a monologue about a week and a half ago. I used that very movie, The Patriot. I named the monologue Aim Small, Miss Small. And then just, I think, 2 days ago, I did a monologue, and I called it The Cost of Doing Nothing. And that's where we are right now. We don't have the ability to sit still and expect things to be okay. But let me ask you this, Kirk. So let's sort of paint the broader picture here. I mean, here you are at this stage in your life, you decided to do kids' books. Tell us about the books first, and then let's get into what's happening this Saturday.
So the books that I wrote, one of them is called As You Grow, and that was the first book. I released that at Christmas time, and it's a book teaching kids how to grow the fruit of the Spirit in the seasons of their life. So it's really about biblical wisdom and about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And I wanted to do a story time reading at a public library like so many other people are doing. And I was denied by over 50 woke libraries that previously held drag queen story hours.
Yeah.
And then I pushed back and reminded them that this is the United States of America. You're a public library. And you cannot discriminate and deny access to citizens based on your discrimination because you don't like their religious views. That's against the Constitution. So they reversed their course. I showed up, and we had over 3,000 parents and children showing up at the Indianapolis Public Library, and the same in New York and Los Angeles and Arizona and South Carolina and so many other places. And then I wrote a second book called Pride Comes Before the Fall, teaching children that pride is not a good thing. And we released it during Pride Month in June to teach kids that humility is the pathway to blessing, that pride is the pregnant mother that gives birth to all forms of evil and the deadliest of the seven deadly sins. So we've been reading this book and going across the country. Parents and grandparents have been showing up. Sheriffs, governors, senators have been supporting us. And now we're at the culmination. This Saturday is this event called See You at the Library, where 268 libraries have been adopted by parents and grandparents across the country on their own, and they're going to be reading books of virtue, praying, and singing patriotic songs and God Bless America at their public library. And this is all happening this Saturday. It's called See You at the Library. 45 states are participating, and the American Library Association is furious trying to shut it down.
How controversial is that to dare to talk about things like, pridefulness and the idea of self-worth and the fruits of the Spirit? I mean, it kind of defies logic, but we're in that time right now where it's being demanded that we look at what's right and call it wrong and what's wrong and call it right. But I saw a comment from you that you also call this an opportunity for a passing of the baton to the people. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, this is the opportunity for a great awakening in our country, first of all. It's happened before. We've had a couple of great awakenings. And interestingly, encouragingly, great awakenings take place historically during times of moral decline, spiritual apathy, and economic collapse, often sprinkled with a little political corruption. That's a great time to turn your eyes to heaven and say, oh, God, forgive us. Repent of our sins and bring us back to the things we did at first. And I believe that we're at a moment like that, and this is an opportunity for another great awakening, for a revival. And while I've been going back and forth across the country visiting libraries, I'm just one guy. I can't turn the ship around, but we the people can, and it doesn't even take a majority of us. Our founding father, Samuel Adams, said this: it does not take a majority to prevail, but only a tireless, irate minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And so my hope is that as I say, okay, y'all, I can only go to 15 libraries, but you can go to 1,500 libraries or 15,000 libraries. Nobody's stopping you. You're paying for these things. And you know what? They're showing up in droves. It is so exciting to see 45 states, senators, governors, mayors, county commissioners, pastors all showing up. They're taking this to the next level, and I couldn't be more excited.
Well, I mean, you've had a pretty amazing career, TV, movies. You had an opportunity to sort of be in the public eye in the entertainment industry for a number of years, and yet right now you're kind of in this new phase where, like I said earlier, you've inserted yourself as a culture warrior into the true culture war. And it's got to be some kind of surreal moments where you realize you're speaking to the crowd, so to speak, but you have an entirely new and different platform. Did you ever expect this?
No, I didn't set out to be where I am today, but that's how life tends to work for most of us. I understand that there's power in a plan, and if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I generally believe that, but if I'm going to be honest, the best things that have ever happened to me were not according to my plans. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. I never wanted to be an actor, but God had different plans. I was an atheist. I never wanted to be a Christian. I thought that was ridiculous, but God changed my heart. And today, I never thought that I would be reading children's books in libraries, but here I am because I feel like it's a door that God opened up. And I'm going to run through it and say, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's.
And so here I am, and I'm so glad to turn around and see thousands behind me.
Well, that is awesome. And Kirk, we're up against a break. If you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on and come back and sort of wrap this up for us here in just a minute?
Sure.
All right,
sure,
absolutely. Sure will. Well, listen, y'all, you're listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. And we're proud to have with us right now actor Kirk Cameron, who is truly taking on the new mantle of being a culture warrior determined to inspire others to recognize that faith and family and freedom, it's worth fighting for. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. But we're going right back to the phones for the final couple of minutes here with actor Kirk Cameron, who is out there doing the thing, fighting for family, faith, and country. Hey, Kirk, thanks again for spending some time with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking time to help us get the word out about this Saturday, See You at the Poll event. I'm sorry, see you at the library event.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I was glad to see that. So you and if I'm not mistaken, I think Riley Gaines is also the swimmer is going to be with you. And she's a culture warrior herself right now. And both of y'all have almost kind of like been thrust into this like unannounced, like you know, and that's you mentioned it. God just does stuff. It's amazing how our lives can take a twist we didn't see coming. And I think she would be in that same category. And yet here y'all both are making a dent in the culture war. So she's traveling with you, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you know who's in this fight with us is Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Ashcroft and Kramer. And we've also got Sheriff Mark Lamb. We've got David Harris Jr. We have so many people who are going to be reading books at these libraries or are going to be helping us. Sending letters for the government to investigate the American Library Association for their religious discrimination, using taxpayer dollars to try to shut it down, and we've even got people who are looking to protest these events, and they say they're going to show up and even put on drag queen performances at the libraries on Saturday at the same time in the same place that these parents and grandparents are going to be reading books to their kids. So. Listen, this is something that people can get involved in. If you don't want to just sit on the couch and cry in your Chick-fil-A soup at what's happening to your country, then go to bravebooks.com, find the library on the map that is hosting See You at the Library event, and go there. Be a part of it. And if there's protesters, welcome them. Let them know that God says that Christians love their enemies and pray for those who try to say false things about them. And welcome them. Invite them to sing and learn about Christian ways that lead to blessing and protection.
Well, and that's huge. And I think that's the right attitude. I mean, we're told in 1 Peter 3:15 that we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the faith that is in us. But we should do so with gentleness and respect, meaning there's a way to do this that you can't say they're not going to take offense, but you don't have to cause yourself to give offense. And there's a way to do that. And I think you guys handling this the way you're doing it is exactly the way to go, brother.
Well, thank you. And this is our hour. This is our moment. If I could just close with a quote of some Middle Earth wisdom from Gandalf the Grey.
All right, go ahead.
Lord of the Rings. He said this. He said this to Frodo. He said, there are other evils that will come. And he said, for even Sauron himself is but a servant or an emissary. But it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but rather to do what is in us during the years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till.
Wow.
What weather they shall have is not ours to decide. And the concept is right where we are culturally, that we cannot stem the tide of evil everywhere all at once. But that's not what God has tasked us with. He's tasked us to do everything we can while we have breath, while he placed us on the stage of the world at this moment to uproot evil and to plant seeds of truth, goodness, and beauty so that our children and our grandchildren will have a better world to construct on.
That's a perfect segue. I tell you what, we just heard from Kirk Cameron, Gandalf the Grey, and I'll quote Larry the Cable Guy, let's get her done. Kirk Cameron, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing.
God bless you.
All right, you too, man. All right, that was cool. Y'all stay tuned. We got Congressman Dale Strong calling in right next. We'll be right back.